is Tuesday, May 11th. We have an update about when more teens can get a COVID-19 vaccine, what U.S. health regulators are now saying about the latest data, and more tensions in the Middle East, what's behind the clashes and what the U.S. is saying about it. Plus, the pipeline attack could start to impact gas prices, what officials in most states are asking Instagram to stop doing. And next year's Golden Globes appear to be canceled. We'll tell you why. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the first time, American health regulators have okayed a COVID-19 vaccine for adolescents. The FDA now says the Pfizer shots can start going out to everyone 12 and older this week. Before now, it was 16 and up. But a study found the vaccine was safe in the younger age group as well and highly effective. The FDA says it did a rigorous review of that data and confirmed Pfizer's findings. Now, health officials say the expansion is a big step in fighting the pandemic. Remember, even though children have a lower risk of COVID-19 than adults, some can still become seriously sick and some can spread the virus, too. Next up, the CDC also needs to endorse the vaccine, and it's expected to do that tomorrow. Then health officials say adolescents could start getting the shots as early as this Thursday. The Biden administration just reversed another rule from former President Trump. This one has to do mostly with transgender health care. You might remember the Trump administration redefined a section in the Affordable Care Act that has to do with discrimination. The law says doctors, hospitals, insurers, and other healthcare organizations that get federal funding cannot discriminate against people because of things like race, sex, age, or disability. The Trump administration agreed with that part, but it did not think LGBTQ people should be included, saying the term sex in the law is based only on biology at birth. And officials at the time said forcing healthcare providers to perform certain procedures, like ones that help a person go through a gender transition, would go against religious freedom. Well, the new Health and Human Services Department under President Biden disagrees and cites a U.S. Supreme Court ruling from last year that allowed a more broad definition of the term sex discrimination in a different law. So now, for example, if a hospital provides hysterectomies for any medical condition, it will have to offer the same procedures to transgender people, too, even if the reason is for a gender transition. This also means the government will once again start investigating discrimination complaints, even when they have to do with sexual orientation and gender identity. Tensions have been soaring in the Middle East in recent days, specifically in the holy city of Jerusalem. Early this morning, Palestinian militants from the Hamas group launched dozens of rockets into Israel, and Israel unleashed new airstrikes against them in response. This latest conflict intensified when Palestinians started protesting. They're upset over Israel planning to evict Palestinian families to make way for Jewish settlers. Israeli police responded to protests by firing rubber-tipped bullets and stun grenades at Palestinians who were throwing stones back. Then things escalated more, and now we're seeing rocket fire. But there's a much bigger picture here, too. This round of violence, like previous ones, is over Jerusalem, since it's home to major holy sites of Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. Both Israelis and Palestinians have roots there. Specifically, the violent protests happened at a holy spot known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary and to Jews as the Temple Mount. And in the last 24 hours, more than 700 Palestinians were hurt in clashes with Israel security forces in Jerusalem and across the West Bank. More than 20 of them have died. Officials in the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere have asked for calm. But Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned the fighting could drag on. A Hamas leader has said the same. The FBI now says a professional hacking group was behind the cyber attack that shut down a major American fuel pipeline. The group is called DarkSide and is thought to operate out of Eastern Europe. Remember, the Colonial Pipeline runs from Texas to New York and carries about 45% of all fuel used on the East Coast. It was hit with a ransomware attack, meaning the criminal group has been holding data hostage until a ransom is paid. Well, White House officials have been investigating DarkSide for several months now, long before this cyber attack happened. They say the group usually steals from corporations and gives a cut to charity. It's not clear exactly what the motivation was this time, but the group called itself apolitical, saying it only wants to make money, not create problems for society. Colonial shut the pipeline down anyway, worried hackers got information that would allow them to attack parts of it. Now the pipeline shutdown is going on its fifth day, and it's starting to affect gas prices. They're up 6 cents a gallon as compared to last week. AAA says if the pipeline is not back up and running soon, gas prices could hit $3 a gallon on average, and that would make the national average the most expensive since 2014. It might not happen, though. Colonial says it hopes to have everything up and running again by the end of the week. And the FBI is still working with Colonial to investigate and prosecute the people responsible. More news just ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is anything that stops you from being your best and happiest self, why not fix that? It's sometimes tough for us to recognize on our own what might be holding us back, but a professional can help you identify it and move past it. BetterHelp is a great way to connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment, so it's convenient, confidential, and affordable. And their licensed counselors specialize in everything from grief to self-esteem to family conflicts and much more. Plus, you can communicate with them in whatever way works best for you. Text, chat, phone, and video, all from the comfort of your own home. If you've ever worried about the cost of traditional offline counseling, BetterHelp is more affordable and financial aid is available. In fact, as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. I want you to start living a happier life today. So join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. More than 12 million people in California are now being asked to conserve water. Governor Gavin Newsom expanded the emergency drought declaration yesterday. It now covers 41 of California's 58 counties, mainly in the northern and central areas of the state. The governor did not issue any mandatory water conservation orders. Instead, communities are just being asked to cut back by doing things like taking shorter showers, fixing leaky pipes, and watering their lawns less. The western U.S. is facing its most severe drought in modern history. Facebook-owned Instagram is facing some new pressure. Attorneys general from 44 states and territories want to stop the social media giant from creating an Instagram app for kids. The group sent Facebook a letter citing concerns about how social media can be damaging to a child's mental health. The officials also say they're worried about cyberbullying and that the app could attract child predators. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg first talked publicly about the idea for a children's version of Instagram back in March. This version would be for kids younger than 13. But Facebook has said parents would be able to control what their child sees on this app, and the company says it'll work with regulators to make sure the app is safe. For now, Facebook has not announced a rollout date for the new potential platform. You might not be able to get your hands on a popular Sony video game console for a while. It seems the PlayStation 5 may be in short supply through at least next year. Bloomberg is reporting Sony cannot produce the consoles fast enough because of two main reasons: a shortage of necessary parts and continued high demand. In fact, Sony has been warning for months that worldwide shortages of certain parts, especially semiconductors, could hurt PlayStation 5 production. And Sony is not the only one. Microsoft's newest Xbox consoles are also in short supply, even though both the Xbox and the PlayStation came out just 6 months ago. Plus, that same global shortage of chips has impacted a variety of other industries, from cars to computers and beyond. Those chips are essentially the brain within every electronic device in the world, and there are several reasons for the shortage. Some are linked to the pandemic, ranging from a delay at factories to consumers changing habits and more. It looks like next year's Golden Globes might be canceled. Yep, one of Hollywood's oldest and most watched award shows will not happen in 2022, at least as of now. It'll be the first time in more than 25 years that NBC will not broadcast the Globes. So why? The network is not happy with the organization that puts on the ceremony each year, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. NBC says it hasn't done enough to increase diversity in its ranks. As the LA Times revealed back in February, the group has about 90 voting members, but not one of its members is Black. More recently, Variety reported NBC pushed the Foreign Press Association to set clear timelines for making changes. So last week, the group promised to make adding people of color a priority. But critics have said that's not enough, and the backlash is growing, even beyond NBC. Netflix, Amazon, and Warner Media have all said they'll boycott the Golden Globes until more reforms are made. By the way, this all comes as ratings for award shows in general have continued to plummet. This year's Golden Globes attracted fewer than 7 million people. That's a 63% drop from the year prior. New video is circulating online showing a Bengal tiger roaming around a Houston, Texas neighborhood. And as of this morning, that tiger is still on the loose. This all started earlier this week. Neighbors called 911 and also started recording video. And some of that footage shows the big cat wearing a collar, just walking around and relaxing on people's front lawns. Then it shows a man coming outside of a house and telling neighbors the tiger was his. He eventually loaded it into an SUV and took off. Then there was a short chase with police, but officers lost him. Well, yesterday, that man was booked into custody and is facing charges of evading arrest. But it's still not clear what happened to the tiger. The man's attorney says his client is the man seen in the video, but insists he's not the tiger's owner. Exotic animals are illegal in the city of Houston. But in other parts of Texas, wild animals are allowed as pets as long as the owner gets the proper permits. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Framebridge. I'll admit it, I'm not always the best at knowing how to decorate, and I don't want to spend a lot of time, effort, and money to figure it out. Yet, I love having a great, beautiful space once it's all complete. So that's why I love Framebridge. Framebridge is such an easy way to add a gallery wall to your home office, or frame that perfect picture for the living room, or even send a unique gift all from the comfort of your home. I got three beautiful light green framed photos for our new nursery, and the process was so quick and easy with amazing results. You simply go to framebridge.com and upload your digital photo. Or get this, you can get packaging to safely mail in physical pieces because Framebridge can frame anything from newspaper clippings to ticket stubs, even a bracelet. Then preview your item online in dozens of styles and layouts and get your choice delivered right to your door, ready to hang. Get started today, frame your photos, or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and then use the code NEWSWORTHY to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Framebridge.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And today's trivia question is, how many languages are written from right to left? Connect with us over on Instagram to put in your guess and find out the answer. Search for us with the name Newsworthy Pod, then find the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories. It'll be up today only. We also include some bonus news questions, so find and follow us on Instagram to play along. Again, we're at Newsworthy Pod. As for last week's trivia question, which country produces the most coffee in the world? The answer is Brazil. The South American country produces about one-third of the world's coffee. And the USDA says Brazil was expected to produce nearly 68 million bags of coffee this fiscal year. And when we say bag, one bag contains more than 132 pounds of coffee beans, or in other words, more than 6,000 cups of coffee. That's a lot of Joe. And the competition is not even close. The second place country is Vietnam, and it was expected to produce less than half of Brazil's total this year. Colombia, Indonesia, and Ethiopia round out the top five for the world's largest coffee producers. All right, thank you so much for turning to the Newsworthy to get your news each day. Be sure to subscribe or follow us right in your podcast app to get new episodes each day for free. As always, we'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.